There is a public sector union in Seattle that's been working without a contract for almost 3 years. The union leaders say the city is mistreating them, steamrolling them, ignoring their bargaining rights. The city says it's the union that's being stubborn, selfish. Yesterday, a federal judge weighed in. The judge suggested that the union is capable of blackmailing the people of Seattle. I'm talking about the police officers union, and we have on the line the president of the union, Kevin Stuckey. Officer Stuckey, welcome to you.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
The city is on this mission to make reforms to its police department. Why are your officers' bargaining rights worth making that process difficult?
Well, I would ask you what your definition of reform is, number one. Mm-hmm. And number two, I would say we're not making anything difficult. I would actually go out to say that every reform that has happened because that you had buy-in from the men and women of the Seattle Police Department. Everything has happened at the bargaining table. It has happened.
What reforms are those you're talking about? Because all our listeners don't know everything what's going on.
Oh, well, here's the thing. The policies, the bias street policing policy, the use of force policy, de-escalation. You want to talk about the different trainings that we've had to do. Let's not forget that the Department of Justice, Mike Diaz, actually said yesterday when asked by the federal judge if we were in compliance, and he really didn't come out and say it, but we've completed 10 of 10 assessments. Those assessments were brought forth by the consent decree saying these are the things that you need to change. Those things were changed.
Officer, for those listeners who don't know, the consent decree you're talking about, basically the federal government said that the city police department had trouble with using excessive force, the evidence of biased policing, and needed to, a federal judge is overseeing an order that the city reform its police department. But it's been a long process, and yesterday this federal judge said that the I'm trying to find his exact words. He said that that he doesn't want the citizens of Seattle, he said, are not going to pay blackmail for constitutional policing, seeming to suggest that you're holding up these federal orders in return for concessions at the bargaining table. Is that fair?
No, that's not fair, but I understand where it's coming from because that is the narrative that's being described to him. But in reality, that's not the case. That's not the case at all.
Well, let's bring in a city council member, Tim Burgess, who's with us now. Tim, welcome back.
Thank you.
Is the city breaking the rules about union contract bargaining, trying to force new duties, new reforms onto police officers who have the right to bargain for changes?
No, we're not. The current contract with our police officers expired at the end of 2014. We successfully negotiated a new contract last year. The union's board of directors approved that contract, but unfortunately, when they sent it to their membership for ratification, it was rejected. And to be fair, rejected overwhelmingly. So basically, that meant we started over. And we've been working to come to an agreement since then. But at the same time, the city has to keep functioning. And, we are trying as best we can to implement what's required in the federal consent decree and to make certain that we have constitutional, fair, and effective policing in our city, and we will continue to do that.
Well, let's see how that's working for the Police Officers Guild. Kevin Stuckey, let me ask you, do you think the city and the mayor, are they being honest with you and the people of Seattle in this reform process?
I think they're being honest with what they believe reform is. I will tell you that, let me give you my definition of reform. And then I'll talk, and then we can speak on what constitutional policing is. In order to have true reform, you have to have buy-in from the rank and file, because that's how you change the culture. What we have been doing for the last 5 years is actually changing the culture, because we have buy-in from the rank and file, which is why we've completed the assessments as fast as we had. There are other cities around this country, Oakland being one, who are in their 14th year of their consent decree. We're getting close to, I believe the judge said yesterday, 7/10 of the way. We're getting close to completion. We did that because you had buy-in from the rank and file. There was no pushback. There was no fighting. The city said this is what we need to happen. The citizens of the city have spoken. We did the changes. And we're going to continue to do the changes.
Well, then where's the resistance right now? What are we stuck on?
There's no resistance here. We are both required. All parties are supposed to operate under RCW 41.56. That's state law. That if it's a mandatory subject of bargaining, we will sit down and negotiate it.
Okay, do you then, I want to go back to City Council Member Burgess, but Kevin Stuckey, president of the union, do you think the city is using this federal order to get what they cannot get at the bargaining table?
Prior to Monday, I would have said no. After Monday, I would say that's exactly what's happening.
What happened Monday?
When the mayor made his, when he decided to do his...
Executive order,
and it's about body cameras. When we were at the table speaking about and negotiating our camera, when he went and decided to make an executive order, you circumvented the collective bargaining process.
Okay, let me pause there. I want to get back to that question about body cameras. But Councilmember Tim Burgess, is the what's your response? Is the city improperly trying to get through a federal order what it can't get in the normal process of bargaining, telling the union, we want you to do this. Now you make an offer or make a counteroffer.
I don't believe so. I mean, Officer Stuckey is right in his comments about cultural change in the police department. It does require the buy-in of the rank and file, and I think the mayor, myself, most of my colleagues are incredibly pleased with how the changes have proceeded in the police department under Chief O'Toole's leadership and with the support of the union and officers who are on the street every day doing their jobs. We have seen remarkable advances, and those have been positive and they've been effective, and our officers from the rank and file level all the way up through the command staff have embraced those changes. That's all good. We're not quite there yet. We still have some things to do. The body camera issue is one of those, and I think the mayor reached a point where he was frustrated with the progress of negotiations, and he had to weigh in his mind the importance of collective bargaining and doing that well with the public safety requirements and public trust requirements that we as leaders of city government have to the people of Seattle. And he made a call to order those deployed, which will begin this coming weekend.
At the same time, we
recognize that we have to bargain the effects of that decision.
Right. That's what I want to know. What are the effects of wearing body cameras? Union President Stuckey, why do you have to be forced to wear body cameras? Why is this an issue?
Let's change the language there, because we don't have to be forced to wear the body camera. We were actually negotiating in good faith. And the reality is this: whenever the city has come to us and said, body cameras, just last December, they came to us and they said, hey, look, we need a pilot program. We were in the middle of our negotiations for the contract that Councilman correctly said they had failed, and had to start over. We set aside a day that we were supposed to be on that contract to come up with a pilot program. Now, what was asked for was for 90 days. Not 180, not 365. You asked for 90 days. We gave it to you.
Is it a hardship for the mayor to force body cameras on you now?
Let me finish. We did it for them. We gave it. And at the end of the 90 days, we would sit down and talk about a permanent. The end of the 90 days was March. So from March to Monday, that's most negotiations last between 8 months and a year. We were doing it in faith under the collective bargaining agreement, under RCW 41.56.
I think our listeners might want to know why this is important to officers. Is the wearing of body cameras a hardship of some kind that you want to, you know, stand up for your rights here?
Well, it's not necessarily about this. Body cameras are a piece of the police equipment that if they want me to wear, then they want me to wear. The mayor did his executive order.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna we're professional. Come Saturday, the councilman is correct. Come Saturday, the order was written, and it said, all right, body camera start. All right, body camera start. Our officers will wear them. They're professional. We'll continue to wear them. We're going to do what we are instructed to do.
Okay.
My job as the union president is to go, okay, well, we still are without a contract. Now, Council Burgess, Councilman, was saying how great the men and women are, and that how they were pleased with the work we've done. So you reward all the great work we've done. You reward the people who've actually done and have embraced the change. That this is how you treat them?
Okay, so...
You want to shove it down their throats?
Councilmember Burgess, you can hear the Officers Union president saying, we're cooperating. Is the city shoving something down their throats?
No. And I understand Officer Stuckey's angst about this, but there's a bigger issue here, and it's very important, and I know the mayor feels very strongly about this, and the city council does as well. We are going to use the tools and the resources we have to make certain that the people of Seattle can have the highest level of trust possible in their police officers. Body cameras are a device that will help do that.
Okay, two more questions because we're running out of time. Tim Burgess, what did the judge mean when he said, quote, the citizens of Seattle are not going to pay blackmail for constitutional policing? What do you think's going on there? Is there blackmail happening?
I would not use that word, but I think what he's referring to is what he said way back at the very beginning of this process, and what myself and other council members have said, and that is that we have a minimum standard for constitutional policing and what's necessary to make sure that's happening, and we shouldn't have to pay for that.
Okay. Okay, Union President Kevin Stuckey, last question to you. You mentioned that there was another city that has been at this reform process for 14 years. How long is it going to take for Seattle to get this done?
Well, that's not a question that I can answer, but I will tell you this. And this is the thing I said from the very beginning. Because all those wonderful things that Seattle has completed, as a member of the Community Police Commission, I had a factor into it. The men and women of the Seattle Police Department have not paused, not stumbled, or not prohibited the reform process from moving forward. We have taken part in it. The councilman said that we have to have buy-in. Well, how is this getting buy-in from the rank and file? Buy-in is sitting down and bringing everyone to the table and saying, okay, let all the adults in the room, let's come up with something. If there was urgency in there, then the people, then it should have been like, there's some urgency. This is not going to get the buy-in that's needed to actually get the culture change. And that's what I fear. But we're professionals. We're going to do exactly what we were asked to do. Because we're going to continue to follow the state law, the law that governs this state. We're going to follow it.
Okay, Seattle, this is the president of the Seattle Police Officers Guild, Kevin Stuckey, and Seattle City Council member Tim Burgess talking about this ongoing process of the City of Seattle and the Police Department trying to follow along with this federal order to reform the Seattle Police Department. Tim and Kevin, thanks to both of you for this time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll keep following this issue, of course, right here on KUOW 94.9 Seattle. And the record, this program is going to continue in a moment.